All right, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yes, thanks for the invite.
Absolutely. So coffee, you know, is often said to contain carcinogenic biochemical compounds. Mm-hmm. How did this study go about, you know, finding this lack of a link between coffee and cancer?
Yeah, so I guess there's two angles in terms of how you will look at it. I mean, mm-hmm. for the more pessimistic people, they will think that, all right, you know, coffee, there's carcinogenic, you know, compound, you know, it's roasted when it's being created, so there's some definitely some detrimental effects on it. But at the same time, if you look at it from the antioxidant angle, you know, there's heaps of biochemical compound that's shown to be at least to some way anti-cancer, has some kind of anti-cancer effect. Mm. So when you have kind of these two school of thought, then what you have to ask yourself is that, all right, if I don't really care about what the individual biochemical compound does and just think about what coffee does and treat coffee as a, you know, as some kind of a risk factor by itself, we go in from this angle to then say, all right, does changing my coffee consumption behavior actually changes my cancer risk? And from both very large scale observational studies and genetic analysis, we find that the answer is a clear no.
Okay. So previous studies, of course, have delivered contrasting results. This is often a problem with, you know, things like, you know, places like or research like this. Why is this study to be trusted more than other studies?
I guess it's not like this study is to be trusted more than other study. That's the first thing.
Yes, yeah.
I guess the obviously, when we are doing research, you know, the more sample you have, the more representative, mm-hmm. You get a more representative answer with respect to the population. And for this instance, we are looking at the UK population, which is a population that drink quite a fair amount of tea and coffee, as opposed to maybe the American population, which drinks heavily. They are more they prefer to drink heavily on coffee and soda and something mm-hmm. else. So I guess when we talk about this kind of discrepancy and conflicting finding, what we have to think about is also how do we define coffee in different instances. Like in our study, we only looked at coffee consumption as per, and you know, any kind of coffee consumption, you know, from black coffee, latte, espresso, you name it. But there are some study that looked at coffee consumption in a very specific way. So there's a risk, of course, when you look at a very specific type of coffee like decaf coffee, there are some kind of correlate that people that prefer a certain kind of coffee are, you know, they are more likely to come from a different background, for example. They are more likely to have a different understanding of their own health. So there's a lot of confounding factors when you think about trying to overinterpret observational coffee results. Whereas when you look at genetic predicted coffee consumption, you kind of you are more protected against these biases. Yeah,
absolutely. Now, Jusang, would a study like this be expected to influence public health advice and so forth around coffee?
I guess. To some extent, it might have some negative, I believe so. It might have some initial negative impact in terms of trying to get studies that you know, focus a lot on coffee and cancer, because this study probably kind of sway people away from working to trying to tease apart what's there between coffee and cancer. Instead, what it's going to do is going to move our attention towards other aspects, other modifiable risk factors that we think play a more important role in controlling cancer risk.
Mm-hmm. So it kind of changes the direction of what your kind of research might be doing.
It changes a bit of public perception in terms of, you know, what the health and what are the risks of coffee consumption. I mean, coffee consumption is still related to, like it's protective from Parkinson's disease. It's mm-hmm. still related to a lot of other traits, and it might have some therapeutic benefits in some of these other traits, but not for coffee.
An important point to make is that this is purely talking about cancer and not
exactly.
Doesn't make any statement on any other diseases. So there's obviously further research to be done there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Exactly. True.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sharing the results of your study with us.
Thank you.